Life without parole in Pennsylvania means exactly that. No matter what you did, you'll never be released. WHYY's Aaron Mozell reports a state lawmaker continues to try to change that for hundreds of prisoners.
State Senator Sharif Street says his bill targets three major groups of inmates. The first covers people who were convicted of murder but didn't physically kill anyone. The getaway driver, for example. Under the bill, Pennsylvania's parole board would have the power to consider releasing them once they've spent two decades behind bars. Street says that could save Pennsylvania millions.
We propose plowing it into community corrections, victim services, crime prevention programs, law enforcement. I'd rather pay for a police officer on the outside to prevent crime than a correctional officer on the inside to watch people who've committed crime.
The board could also review cases involving geriatric lifers, inmates who are so old they're no longer considered dangerous, and women convicted of first-degree murder in the 70s and 80s for killing their abusive husbands.
These women were prosecuted at murder one, and in many cases, their prior abuse was ruled inadmissible until sentencing. And so what Pennsylvania at that time considered a leniency for these women, striking back and standing up for themselves against their abusers, was only sending them to life in jail and not giving them the death penalty.
Street hopes to introduce the measure later this month. Jennifer Storm leads Pennsylvania's Office of Victim Advocate. She says she can't get behind paroling the majority of inmates convicted of first-degree murder. Those getaway drivers, yes, but on a case-by-case basis.
We don't know enough yet. We've always been a life-is-life state in Pennsylvania, so we don't know what it's like to release a lot of lifers out into the community. I need that information first.
Street introduced a similar bill last legislative session. It never made it out of committee. Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.